In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
Will you let it flow from your spirit?
When the glory of the Lord filled the temple, even the priests cannot perform their duty. Because the owner of the work is there. I wish you can see him first before you see me tonight. I wish you can connect to him. Because it's the solution to your problem. Don't be interested in seeing a pastor than seeing the God of the pastor.
Yes, sir.
The pastor is mere man. It is the God in him that will answer you.
Why
don't you connect to him in worship?
The value of my life is how much of you. I carry. The impact of my life is how much of you people see. The value of my life is how much of you I carry. I don't have any value than Jesus. Oh, the impact of my life is how much of you people see. I want you. In the fullness and glory, I want you at all costs. In your fullness and glory, I need you. I want in the fullness. And glory, I need you at all times. In the fullness and glory, the value of my life is how much of you I carry. Lema Gaba Sudia. Some of us carry a bar. Some of us carry pride. Some of us carry arrogance. Some of us carry bitterness. Some of us carry fornication. Some of us carry idolatry. Some of us carry money. Some of us carry the properties we have. Some of us even carry church members. Some of us carry offering and tithe. That's your value. It's not enough for you to carry God. And that's why it's an insult on your personality to introduce yourself to people that you are a man of God. Why are you introducing yourself? The impact of my life is how much of you people see. You don't need to tell them. The value of my life is how much of you I carry. Oh, the impact of my life is how much of you people see. Kabalado siya paladia na basotana. I want you. In the fullness and glory, I want you at all costs. In the fullness and glory, I need you. At all costs. In the fullness. Glory. Whatever it will cost me, Lord, I need you. At all costs. In the fullness and glory. Wow. Oh, Lua, That's why we're not in hurry. We're not in hurry. We're not in hurry. We prefer to wait for you for 20 years than to run for 100 years without your assurance. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore. tonight, Lord, we ask for your presence. We ask for your glory. We ask that we will not return the same way we came. We ask that every problem we brought to your presence, you will attend to them. And you will give us results. Thank you, Father. Send forth your word. And let them heal us. And deliver us. And transform our lives. Help us to receive instructions. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Say louder, amen. Celebrate the Lord Jesus. Then have your seat. Okay. Are we ready? Are we set? How many of you are ready for the word of the Lord? Shout hallelujah. Ah. Shout hallelujah. If you are ready for the word, shout
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You are welcome to church. The Lord bless you.
We are
always happy to see you precious people in this fellowship. So we acknowledge God's grace in your life, and we pray that it will increase in Jesus' name. One thing I'm sure is this: if you don't have a purpose in life, and you are not connected to the grace, that the purpose of this ministry, you will not be here. So you will be here because you have something that has a connection with this ministry. So you are here because God brought you for a purpose. And I pray that you will not leave that purpose and focus on something that is not profiting. Thank you, Father. Please celebrate yourself once again. Aha. Do that better. Celebrate yourself. Exodus chapter 3, verse 19. Over to you tonight, Holy Spirit. Over to you. Exodus 3:19. We'll read through 22. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty, but every man, woman, shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Say good amen, please. If you are here, say good amen. If you are a Christian, say amen. So from part one of this message, I'm teaching on part three today on attracting God's favor. In part one, we're able to look into a very powerful thing. And then we saw that from the previous series, part one and part two shows us two strings of attracting God's favor. And it's very important that you pay attention even tonight. Because I probably will be touching the third stream. I don't want to say I'm going into the third stream, because when I start talking now, we'll see if God will permit, or we'll just find a way to explain more details on these two streams that have been touched before.
Mi o fe so pe won ma bo sinu apa keta tori pe mo fe fowo ba ni tori pe baba ta ba tin se lo yo mo ye wa.
Now, the two previous parts shows us that there is the first stream of attracting favor is the stream of sacrifice.
Awa ri ninu awon eko ta se lo yi pe ipele akoko nibi ti a ti le oju rere Oluwa o ni ifaraji.
Sacrifice.
Ibaraji.
The stream of sacrifice.
Eboriru.
And that's what we said.
Olapitope.
That Jesus had to leave everything in order to have favor with God and favor with man. You see, so somehow the predecessors have favor with God, but they don't have with men. Some have favor with men, they don't have with God. But when it comes to Jesus, the Bible says, and the child grew, and he found favor with man and favor with God. So the first stream was the stream of sacrifice. Jesus giving all.
Jesus fi gbogbo re sile.
This stream of sacrifice requires death to the subject favor will come upon.
Thank you.
Thank you. The first stream of sacrifice, please pay attention, shows us that the only way to attract that favor in that stream is to actually die to what you are looking for favor over.
It's
never to pay attention to what you are looking for favor over. In fact, it requires that when favor come upon the subject matter you are looking for favor for, you pour it back to God as an offering. I don't know if I'm making sense.
Yes, sir.
Here.
Yes, sir.
You are looking for financial favor. And then the favor came upon your finances. It is required of you by the stream of sacrifice that the wealth or the riches or the favor that came upon your finances is for you to take the finances back to God as a sacrifice. When it is a subject of the stream of sacrifice, until the due process is met with, we will not acquire the favor. That's why some people walk in a realm of favor, but they didn't last there. Look at
Adam.
He found favor with God. He never needed to walk again. He never needed to plant again. God had made available for all he needed. But because the protocol of favor was breached, it affected this relationship with God. And I told you, when the favor of the Lord left, he had to depend on the favor of the earth. So Adam planted, and he can only eat from what the earth give him, not what comes from the Lord. So the favor of the Lord allow him to eat without labor. The favor of the earth made him to plant, made him to eat with labor. On the stream of sacrifice, we are required to die to what you will not favor.
When we die to that
thing, favor comes upon us. And when you now show favor over the subject matter, you pour it back to God as an offering. Why? Because you are dead to it. Now number two,
EKG.
The stream of sake. Thank you. The stream of sake. The first stream is the stream of sacrifice. The second stream is the stream of sake. This stream of sake. Requires relationship. Which is probably, let me just see what I would do. God must consider a man in order to favor
you.
In the stream of sacrifice, it cost Abraham sacrifice before he entered the covenant with God. When it got to
Anna,
she was looking for the fruit of the womb. She prayed and prayed every year, and the child never comes. And then when finally she said, Lord, actually I want the child, but even if you give me the child, I'm going to pour into you as an offering. Are you ready? Are you sure? Then go and be pregnant. And when Anna got pregnant of somewhere and delivered the baby, the only time she enjoyed the child was between breastfeeding and winning the child. After the winning, she took him to God. That's the stream of sacrifice. You want favor with God? And don't forget the definition of favor. Favor is something you can't quantify. Anna was looking for a child. God was giving her a favor. Anna was looking for a boy. God was giving her a prophet. I told you that favor is what you can't quantify. What you can measure is blessing. What is unmeasurable is favor. She was asking for a male child, and the Lord said, from which stream do you want to draw? And she said, from the stream of sacrifice. And the Lord said, look at me, I won't give you blessing, I will give you favor. And the Lord gave her a prophet that the Bible says none of his word fell to the ground. When she drew from the stream of sacrifice, the Lord gave her favor. When Abraham sacrificed his own son, he has been waiting for this child for 24 years. And then God said, boy, I have given you blessing, but let me give you favor. Which stream will you draw from? And then Abraham took the boy he has been waiting for all his life and put him on the altar and said, Lord, I sacrifice this child. The Lord said,
Abraham,
I swear on this matter, I swear to you. Can you put your certificate on the altar? Can you put your skill and gift and talent and ability on the sacrifice? Because it's a blessing you are a graduate.
Ibukun ni pe o kawe yanju.
But you take a favor.
Sugbon o ni lo ojurere.
To get a job that is more than your qualification.
Lati ri ise to ju pali re lo.
And until God sees that you can put that certificate on the altar.
To ri pe o le gbe pali sori pepe bo
ri ru. God brings a job.
To ba se pe ngba ti Olorun ba ku
ise na wa. The job is not bigger than the God.
Ise na wa ni dagba jo Olorun lo.
And you are telling the Lord.
O si so fun Olorun.
If they will take their job, let them take their job.
Ba be gba se won jan gba se won.
You are the one who gave me the job. I will not, because of my job, give excuses of serving you. And that's the kind of people that will say, Lord, I give you 50% of my salary. And God said, really? What are you doing? This money is not enough for you. And I say, no, Lord. I know the mystery of drawing from the stream of sacrifice. And then the Lord said, you will give me 50%? You are
earning
50,000, you give me 50%? Now you are giving me 25,000? Oh, okay, let me show you something. Let me change that your 50 and put one more zero figure there. Let me give you 500,000 and see what you will do. And then you say, Lord, I am still on the sacrifice. Now, you have given me more than I needed. I won't take 50%. I will increase my 50 to 60. I will give you 60% of my salary and keep 40 to myself. Oh Lord, take 300,000 and give me 200. And the Lord said, what are you doing? Are you sure? Okay, let's test you with 2 million. And then the Lord give you 2 million. And you say, Lord, when I was earning 50,000, I was contented with 25,000
naira.
I am willing, Lord, to give you 700,000 out of this money. Every month. Excuse me. I said 2 million. I'm willing to give you 1.5. I'll keep 500,000 to myself. And the Lord said, are you serious? Can you see how God lived man? Abraham went and fought in chapter 14 of Genesis. And he came with a lot of things, a lot of wealth, a lot of spoil was gotten from that battle. And Abraham said, take off. And Mr. What are you doing, Abraham? This thing belongs to you. You are the one who fought the battle. You are the one who risked your life. Abraham said, no. I don't want anybody to take glory that he blesses me. In chapter 15, verse 1. Genesis 15:1. After Abraham left the spoil in chapter 14, in chapter 15, verse 1, look at what God told Abraham. After these things, after Abraham had left all to God, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not,
Abraham,
I am thy shield. And what? Exceeding great reward. The sacrifice of Abraham,
Abraham
make God to become his reward instead of material.
Oh, why take your long D?
Let me run.
Please.
Jesus sacrificed all.
Jesus is people.
How about Paul? He did the same thing.
Paul, no, she bear.
Okay. So, on the stream of favor, tonight I'm zooming into the sick. The stream of sick. The stream of sick. And I need you to pay attention, please. Genesis chapter 26, verse 23.
Genesis 26, verse 23.
Let's see Genesis 26:23. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. Look at verse 24. This is Isaac. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for what? For my servant Abraham's sake. Isaac took his prayer point to go, to get out of farming to God. He was desperate for a breakthrough in farming. Isaac was looking forward to where he can find solution. He presented his case to God. He was looking for solution. And then God said, I heard your cry, but I will not respond because of your fasting. I will not respond because of your sacrifice. I will respond because of Abraham, my servant. Because Abraham is my servant. For his sake, I will bless you. Isn't it amazing the way we raise prayer point everywhere today? And there's nobody sake that God can consider with our life. Can I shock you? Many people are stuck on this spot. They are still in the stream of sacrifice. And then God is waiting for them at the stream of sake. Can I shock you? You may pay the price of the stream of sacrifice, but God may not be waiting for you there. Why? God does not enter the covenant of favor with every man. Covenant is very scarce of a thing in the kingdom. So sometimes we need to be smart to understand that before we go to the stream of sacrifice, can you try the stream of sake first? Because men that will draw from the stream of sacrifice, they are men that God himself had impacted with grace to sacrifice to the point of entering covenant.
Please,
I want you to pay attention now. You see, the end result of every favor is that the Lord will want to enter a covenant with such a man. God is a God of covenant. The seal of favor is covenant. The seal of favor is covenant. The seal of favor is covenant. There are men who found favor with God, but they lost it. So it's important that you understand that it's not enough to enjoy favor here, and there's no favor there.
We
know the stream of sacrifice. You can be there for long, and God will not respond because you are not part of the people he wanted to enter covenant with. Can I shock you? The Bible says a man can receive nothing except it is given to him. It doesn't matter your level of sacrifice. If it is not meant for you, he will give it to you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people are in 40 days dry fasting now. Oh God, I ask for a prophetic grace that I may be prophesying. And they will pay the price. And then after 40 days, if they find favor in the sight of God, he will tell them, son, you are not a prophet. Go and study. You are a teacher. us are fasting and praying over several subject matter in life.
You know
what the Bible says? It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do. If he didn't orchestrate it, you will die at the stream of sacrifice. In every generation, God does not look for everybody to enter covenant with. He
picks
a man and attach his generation to him. You need favor? Relate to that man. Can I shock you? This is heavy now. This is heavy now. That's why every man God entered a favor with in the place of covenant, they always have a well attached to their journey. it's not, you may think it's natural. It's actually a spiritual statement. Abraham entered covenant with God. And God gave him favor. Seal it up with covenant. Abraham dug a well.
Abraham dug a well.
When Jesus came in John chapter 4, Jesus was talking to that woman of Samaria.
Yes, one Samaria is sorrow.
And then Jesus said to her, "Give me water." And she said, "No, we don't relate with you people." But Jesus said, "But I have another one. I have a well." Remember.
Yes, sir.
And the child grew.
Yes, sir.
He found favor with God and favor with man. Any man that finds favor with God, you will see a well related to their life. Why? Because God will not need to take any other person through the realm of the sacrifice, the covenant, the riches, the conduit, the significant thing you will see in their life as a testament of their journey with God is a well. So that anybody that comes will not need to dig, will only need to fetch.
I'm telling you
something, pay attention. There is always something about this stream around every man that God chooses. You will see stream around them. It's prophetic. It's prophetic. Moses is the man who pays the sacrifice.
Moses is Nige.
Children of Israel are the ones to benefit from the war. He will put a sign there. For the sake of Moses, he will spare them. For the sake of
Moses,
he will give them food. For the sake of
Moses,
he will give them water. Please pay attention tonight. Some of you are busy going, you are digging now. Instead of you to relate to the man who has gotten the covenant and stop wasting your time at the stream of sacrifice, you're supposed to go and sit down at the stream of sake in order to enjoy even the labor of the man who has gotten the covenant. Am I making sense to you at all? Shout hallelujah, let me hear you. God respects covenant because covenant is a seal of favor. It takes time to be in that with God. But once that is in place, whatever comes with the package is generational in nature. My God, I don't know if I'm communicating. God made a covenant with Abraham. He didn't make covenant with Lot. Look at it. He didn't have covenant with Isaac and his Jacob. God never swore to them. He only swore to Abraham. But because there's a covenant in place, Isaac will enter that realm. Jacob will enter that realm. Through what? Connecting to the stream of
sake.
Oh, Isaac is a very smart man. No wonder when Isaac began his journey with God, there was a need for water. Isaac said, it will be foolishness for me to dig. My father dug one before. What I need to do now is to locate my father's well and repair it and swim in abundance. You are too small to convince God when your father is still alive. Even when he dies, the man that has the covenant is who God will relate with. Every one of you that are killed behind that covenant, you don't come into a close meeting with God. That's why God said, Moses, show up, let's talk. You are the one that represents the Old Testament. Elijah, I know you did 7 miracles. Elijah did 14. Even his 14 miracle does not matter. I'm not in covenant with him. I'm in covenant with you, the Father. Convert the fathers. Let's do the meeting. Is it not Joshua that took the children of Israel to Canaan? Why did God not call him to a meeting? Boy, calm down. Calm down. You thought Moses fell. When it was time for the serious inner circle meeting, God knows who to call. I'm just hoping this is going to help somebody. Isaac was smart. He looked for his father's well. So that for the sake of his father's labor, he can enter comfort. Many people are laboring and toiling up and down. They will never find the comfort they are looking for. Why? Because that sacrifice you are paying is not meant for you to pay. God didn't choose you. God had already chosen Abraham. Isaac trying to find covenant with God is a waste of time. Can I shock you? If Isaac killed
Jacob
or Esau and then put them on the sacrifice of on the altar of sacrifice, God will say, why did you kill that boy? Why did you kill your son?
You're
a murderer. That's what God will have told us. You know why? Because God didn't require such a sacrifice from him. I am in covenant with your father. And the nature of my covenant is generational. This is going to help somebody. You can be in ministry for 20 years. Stop trying to create an altar of sacrifice that you are not required of. Why did you drink from your father's pool? Then at a point in time you will gain enough energy. In the future, Isaac eventually dug his own well. But look at something. It was not memorial. The one that we saw in John, the covenant of favor that brought about the well of Abraham, transported the well from Old Testament into John chapter 4 in New Testament. And Jesus stood there to remind them that in this world, the man that dug this one is the one I'm in covenant with. Not that of Isaac, sir. Not that of Isaac. Isaac, you try, but I'm not in covenant with you.
Isaac, open your juice.
The one I have with your father covers you. So it doesn't matter whatever you do now. Glory be to God. You are doing this, God. It's okay.
I do pray for where
in our record there. Whenever we need somebody from your lineage and generation, we consult your father, not you. No wonder. When Jesus was making an analysis,
but yes, one shot away.
Even though there was not too much miracle in the life of
Abraham,
are you not shocked about the life of Isaac? So prophetic of a man. Abraham does not have time to prophesy over his children. But Isaac received the prophetic mantle.
Isaac
planted.
Isaac is sigmin.
In famine.
Ninu inyan.
And he reaped.
O si ka.
Isaac.
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 A very prosperous man.
O si di ororo re pele.
A man that God gave the nation, the tribe of Israel to.
Eni ti Olorun fori le de Israel fun.
Yet.
Sugbon.
When Jesus want to describe the story of the rich man and Lazarus.
Ngba ti Jesus fe sakawe Olorun ati Lazarus.
He said, the beggar was at the bosom of Abraham. Covenant is the seal of favor. And your favor is not sealed until there is a covenant attached to it. And when covenant is upon it, it means it is generational in nature. Please pay attention to what I'm saying. It is generational in nature. For instance, salvation. When Jesus died, based on the favor he found, look at what happened. Because Jesus died 2,000 years ago, the Bible says, behold the lamb that was slain before the beginning of the world. So, your sin today, that one he died because the covenant is generational in nature. The death of Jesus 2,000 years ago covers your sin today. And it will cover that of tomorrow. It will cover your sin to eternity. Covenant.
Majemu.
It did not expire 2,000 years ago. It continued from generation to generation.
Oh, my, what is he running on me?
Covenant.
My gem.
God told David, he said, your son will be on the throne forever. Oh, of course, Jesus was on the throne forever. Even when Solomon messed up to breach the trend of what God is about to do in their family, God skipped him and found another man.
In Bati, Solomon no shashise to fe ba majemu iranjo to Olorun ni pelu idile David je Olorun fo omo.
Somehow the covenant over a man's life covers his household.
Majemu lori eniyan o de iranjo ran re.
Abraham's covenant covers his children, his wife and Lot.
Ti Abraham obo awon omo re ati
for David's sake. Israelites entered rest of settlement. They stopped being vagabond. Because of David. God entered a covenant of mercy with David. And the children of Israel entered rest. Relating with men who have found favor robs you favor.
Nini bashe popo lo awon eniyan to ti ni oju rere yo fi oju rere yi wo na.
Please pay attention.
E farabalẹ fun mi.
Not every one of us will enter covenant again with God.
Ki se gbogbo wa la o wo majemu lekan si pelu Olorun.
Please pay attention. I was sharing here some weeks ago.
Mo wa n so ni bi ni bi ose bi melo kan seyin.
I said if God should ask me.
Won ti Olorun ba be lowo mi.
That in 5 years do you want me to make you to be like Daddy Gio, Daddy Adeboye?
Ti Olorun ba wa bi npe se ni odun marun sisin ki se mo le se ki so di baba bi eyan bi baba Adeboye.
I'll tell him no, why? Why do you want to make me baba Adeboye? I don't want.
Oh, wa so fun Olorun pe mi o mo fe. Ile to fe ka si di baba Adeboye
ki ni. I want to be like baba Adeboye in 5 years, and that's too much for me.
Emi o be di be o le ti poju fun mi.
Why?
Kinidi.
People who are connected to him now. God. People who are rubbing on them now. You can practically see the effect of the favor of God upon their life on them too. Let me just make this disclaimer.
It's
very hard. Very rare. You see, this is why I'm telling you that God cannot be in covenant with everybody. Because practically, everyone that God has such covenant with, they don't have fathers in the Lord. God is their father in the Lord. So they will come out on the strength of the covenant because they are specially chosen by God. Then people will now choose them as fathers. It's wisdom to relate with
favor.
Are you listening to me? That's why Abraham maintained his title, Father Abraham. That's why Jesus, pay attention. That's why Jesus doesn't have a biological father. Adam. The only one who can father you is God. At that level of that covenant. Even Moses. Who is Moses' father? He has to be irrelevant. Because a covenant is coming upon the child. And nobody can father covenant.
No,
and that's why some people are saying so many things against some men of God. They are childish in their thinking. They have not understood the mystery of the kingdom. Men who are working with God in covenant. You
will
hear about their father. Because God becomes their father. Am I teaching you sense here? Am I communicating? God already picked the people he wants to use as the conduit of some covenant. It is wisdom for us to relate with them. Lot was relating with Abraham.
Lot to Abraham.
He never need to pray. He never need to walk. He prospered because of Abraham. I know the question you will be asking me now is, where are we going to find the conduit of those covenants? Because to be honest with you, only few people are chosen, even in this nation. And at this moment now, I may not be able to point to anybody that is the conduit of the covenant of God. Check everybody around now. This one has a spiritual father, that one has a father. This one has a this, this one has a that. So it means that it is through the rubbing with that conduit that gave them the power. It is rubbing the conduit that gave them the favor. So now, the wisdom is that we also find who to rub on.
Hallelujah.
You remember that Isaac robbed on
Abraham.
Jacob robbed on Isaac.
Jacob oparaaro Isaac.
Joseph robbed on Jacob.
Joseph oparaaro Jacob.
And then the favor on Jacob's life entered into Joseph. And Joseph took it to Egypt.
Joseph.
And the Bible says, the Lord was with Joseph, and Potiphar found favor because of Joseph.
Sorry, Joseph Egypt. Potiphar, no, we not want para rojure. We not see rojure.
The favor on that Joseph had gotten from robbing his father.
Oh, rojure ti Isaki. Ati Joseph tori gbalo baba.
He took it to Egypt.
Oh, gbede Egypt.
And because Potiphar was robbing on Joseph.
Sorry, pe Potiphar na wan para ro Joseph.
There was favor in his life.
Oh, na rojure.
From tonight.
Lati ashale ero.
There will be favor in your life.
Oh, rojure Oluwa.
You must be smart to rob on men who have found favor. You must be smart. You must relate with men of favor. You must be smart. Even though such favor is at the dictate of the bearer. If you lost touch with the bearer of that covenant, you may lose the favor. Why? It is not sealed to you, but it is sealed to them. Are you listening to me? Please, are you here? Okay, so you remember that before Abraham died, he made Isaac and Jacob, he made them to enter covenant with him. He made sure that Isaac did not marry where he wanted. He controlled his life. And at the end of the day, Abraham said, I pass the covenant to you. When Isaac wanted to die, he passed the covenant also to Jacob. If you lose touch with the bearer of the covenant of favor, then you lose it. Now, I'm trying to make sure you understand this message clearly. That you don't need to be praying that God should give you favor. Rob on somebody carrying God's favor. And then you have it in your life. Simple. When Lot lose touch with Abraham, what happened to all the cattle that he was fighting Abraham over? In fact, he didn't lose the cattle alone, he lost his wife as well. And then he was rescued by the last hour minute mercy. He lost everything he got by Abraham's favor. Because he lost the touch. So it means that the touch is important. The connection between you and the one bearing favor is important. Stop trying to labor on favor. Because only few people are choosing to bear the covenant of
faith.
And such men as cast even this our generation. Practically every one of us right now, we are all a benefactor of somebody who had gotten the covenant, and somebody rub on them and this rub on that. People like Apostle Adele Babalola got the covenant. Everybody who is connected to CAC now is rubbing on that covenant. I heard Apostle Selma say, he said, I don't like Mike Mudok.
Only one like him, Mike Mudok.
I don't like him.
Only like him.
I don't like his preaching. Everything is so. He doesn't have any other message than sowing seed. He said, but the man prospered. He said, now that he needed to prosper as well, he has to rub on him. And then the prosperity came upon him. You must be smart. You see somebody who is having a favor to build. Rub on him so that you can have the favor to build. You see somebody who has a favor of speed. Rub on him to have a speed. You see somebody who is young and is doing well in life and ministry. Rub on them so that their favor can rub on you. Am I making sense to you at all? Because God will always consider the stream of sake. Who will God consider to lift you? I want you to be thinking of that today. Who are you rubbing on? Poor people versus poor people. You know, there's a video going on online now. People are accusing Reverend Funke Adejumo Felix. You know, they are because she said, when you prosper, don't relate with the people at your level. Go to the next level. But people misunderstood her. Why would you expect me to relate with the same people who are at the same level when God has lifted me?
Why? Tori mama wa ninu Oluwa Funke Adejumo tan ni pe to ba ti kuro ni ipele yi to ba awon to wa ni ipele to ga ju o lo se
awon eyan ti bere si ri
won bere si ni ba ya nu Oluwa
na. That's right.
Awon ro pe
the only thing I will say is you should not despise the people you left behind.
Eju won ko so ni pe o bodo tabuku awon to wa nsale
because
tori pe
if you stay with them
to ba drop ti won
they will return you to your old level.
Won da pada sese aro.
I said, oh God, why are you running now? Let's see, enjoy this. We used to play this
Ludo.
Let's continue to play
Ludo.
You must change your circle when God lifts you. This year I made up my mind. I said, I will not journey with everybody the way I used to again. Some people, I will be the one looking for them. This year, I said, no, I will stop that. If you need me, you will look for me. If I'm of value to your life, you will look for me.
Oh, wami.
If my absence in your life does not make a difference, then my presence in your life is also useless. So, what I'm saying is this. Look for people. Relate with them based on the grace of God upon their lives. Rub on them. And then you get what you are looking for. Because the stream of sake, God is still sitting there waiting for you. So it is either we relate with the men who have the covenant with God or relate with those who directly connected to those who have the covenant. Relate with those who have the covenant directly may not cost you much than staying connected. Than staying connected. Relating with those connected to the covenant requires a memorial sacrifice in order to get into the system.
Biba awon ti won si wa ni ipele ojurere biba won se o wa ni se ke o ma se.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. If you want to plug yourself into the covenant of somebody who has received it,
ti o ba fe so ara re po mo awon ti o si gba majemu.
And you have, you cannot access them.
O si le ri won.
What you should do?
O te ko se ni pe.
You should look for who has rubbed on them.
Wa eni ti o
ti pa. Who is connected to them?
Ti o si so
mo. And rub yourself with them.
O si fi ara roru eni be.
Are you listening to me? When you rub yourself with those who are connected to those who have the covenant.
O ba para ru awon to ti para ru baba yi.
Then it will come on you.
Yo si yo ba
so ni pe. Your memorial sacrifice.
Nitori my itori ebo riru to nse ni
pale ita. You must understand that the what you need to do to connect to the one who have the covenant is to stay connected. What you need to plug yourself into the covenant that someone else is connected to is to have a memorial sacrifice.
And to ba be so mo awon to ti ni afara ro pelu awon to ni majem pelu Olorun yi o bodo ma se
ebo ni
ore kore ki mo wa
so. What I'm saying is this: Prophet Sam is connected to a man who has a covenant of the prophetic.
Ti woli Samu se won ba wa ni ibasepo pelu eni to ti ni majem pelu Olorun.
And I want prophetic grace from Sam.
Mo si wa fe ebo asotele latodo.
If I want the grace of that prophetic to come upon me.
Se ba fe ki ori ofe ti baba nu ti baba na Oluwa e ko bo sori mi.
What I need to do?
O ti wo se.
Is to remind the covenant of that prophetic on his life.
O ni pe ki fararo
to remind
ki se ranti
is to remind that covenant on his life.
Oni ki se ranti
oni ki ran majemu yen leti, please listen.
Ki ran majemu yen leti lori aye.
By the sacrifice I will offer.
Nipa ebo ruru ti mo fi ti mo ru.
Did you capture what I'm saying? Okay, look at it. The man who is connected to him, who has the covenant of the prophetic. He got it through the stream of sacrifice. Pay attention. Him. He did not get it by the stream of sacrifice. He got it from the stream of sake that the man with the stream of sacrifice have. If I'm not going to connect to him in order to connect to the man who has the covenant, the only language is to present a memorial sacrifice to him. The covenant on his life that is connected to, we now smell sacrifice according to the one that the man who has the covenant had paid, and then the covenant will now come upon me. I'm teaching you something heavy. Just rubbing on him cannot give me the covenant.
He
is the only one that can rub on the one who has the covenant, and the covenant will work because he's still under his covering. But for me to now extend the grace from his own father and bring it upon my life, I must present a memorial sacrifice into his life, so that when the covenant smell my sacrifice, it will remember the father and then come upon me.
Mo bada share boy ranti majemu lori eni to ti ni apara royi kemi na o le ndin ti mo fe.
That's why today nobody can enter the covenant of prosperity in Winner's Chapel except you sow dangerous seed into the life of God's servant there. Why? Because he was connected to Kenneth Copeland, the man who has the covenant of prosperity. And how did Kenneth Copeland got it? He got it by dangerous sacrifice he was sowing. So, if you want Winner's covenant to come to your life, the covenant of prosperity does not belong to winners. It belongs to Kenneth Copeland. Are you listening to me? So if you want to reach Kenneth Copeland now, because it's not easy for you to see Kenneth Copeland, and Bishop Oyedepo has robbed, he stayed connected by reading his book. That's how he got connected. He said, I've never sowed a seed into his life before, but he was buying his book. He stayed connected. And then the covenant of prosperity came upon Bishop Oyedepo. And anybody who wants to connect to the same covenant upon Kenneth Copeland, the man had given away 27 private jets. He saw it as he said, 27. 27 private jets. The bishop has 3 private jets. Why? He's connected to him. If you want such prosperity in ministry, you will need to remind the covenant upon Kenneth Copeland's head. You will need to remind it by memorial sacrifice in the life of Bishop
Oyedepo.
Are you listening to me? If you can't reach Bishop, look for another person. Who rubs on Bishop? And the language is not to say connected. The language is to also do what? Raise a memorial sacrifice. There is no sacrifice. There's no covenant without a sacrifice. Am I making sense to you? You remember Solomon? The covenant was made with David. And then Solomon took a sacrifice to the altar.
Solomon si se irubo lori pepe.
You want that covenant?
Ofe majemu yi.
You must plug yourself into it, because Solomon was a bastard in the family. He plugged himself.
Solomon je sugbon o so ara re mo.
So when they wanted to leave Egypt, the children of Israel, they had to connect by the Passover lamb. The covenant was with
Abraham.
These are grandchildren, great grandchildren of Abraham. They are
not,
in order for them to now connect to the blessings of Abraham, they offered a Passover lamb.
Solomon offered 1,000.
When Isaac was about to pass, look at what I'm saying now. Isaac was connected to Abraham, but when he wanted to pass it to Jacob,
that is
and Esau.
But Isaac gave up Esau as Jacob.
Look at what he said. Give me venison.
Oh yes, sir.
That I may eat and bless you. Aha. So it means that before the blessings, the covenant can transfer from Isaac to Jacob. Abraham never asked Isaac to bring a venison, because he's connected. But for the covenant to now go to the next level, a memorial sacrifice was required of Esau. And then he brought it and Isaac blessed him. You can go back and listen to the message again, so that you won't miss what I'm teaching you. Don't stay connected to the man who is connected to another man who has covenant. You won't be blessed. Any extension of covenant must be revived by sacrifice. You know, it is not like that will deliver you. I'm telling you this. Okay, so the real bearers of covenant are few. All of us need to find a way to plug ourselves into it. Such men bear the covenant, have no one to rub on, so they paid the price. The people that got the covenant, nobody they rub on, nobody to connect to, so they paid the price. Enrolling yourself into such covenant of favor, you will need relationship trusted in loyalty. If you want to stay connected to people who are in covenant with God, you will need to enroll yourself in a relationship that is trusted by loyalty.
Yes. You will
need to connect yourself by trusted loyalty.
And then
You will consistently remind the covenant with sacrifice in order to attract it. We don't pray for favor. We are required to find it. Rise on your
feet.
Attracting God's favor. You want God's favor? It's in the stream of sacrifice. It's in the stream of favor. Next week, God willing, I'll be giving you the third one. So that probably we'll close this favor thing on part four, maybe.
But
I'll give you the fourth stream, the third stream, excuse me. I'll give you the third stream. Many of you ever wonder why people will be around a prophet and their life will not make any meaning? And I've seen that
those whose life are destroyed more are the ones that are close to the prophet.
You know why? They thought by staying connected to that prophet, their life will change. They didn't know that. What they need to do is to live a sacrificial life to remind the covenant that the prophet is connected to work for them.
Oh, yeah, ki won gbe igbe aye iparaji lati le ran majemu leti lati le bukun won.
Am I making sense this night to you? See, the prophet can be praying for you.
Wori le gbadura fun.
It is well with you.
Lo da fun.
The Lord will bless you.
Olorun bukun.
The Lord will lift you.
Olorun
bukun. The Lord will do this.
Olorun se leyi.
He is only doing that from his emotion.
O nse ninu okan re ni.
If the covenant that is rubbing on his life will rub on you,
ti majemu yo ba si wa para ruo,
you will be the one to provoke it by sacrifice.
Iwo lo ru soke pelu ebo riru.
You will need to continue to sacrifice.
Oh, I must share body.
That's why I say it's going to be memorial. Memorial sacrifice. I remember when my father in the Lord was serving his own father in the Lord. He was talking of how much he labored with the man. He said one day, because his father in the Lord cannot see, so
his,
my father in the Lord would take him to the bedroom, help him to flush, you know, do a lot of things, clean the house, cook for him. He was not just connected, he was paying sacrifice. He said one day, in the middle of the night, both of them were sleeping. He said his father and the Lord wake up. And he called his name.
Jaye. The Lord said I should bless you.
He was not willing to pray for him. But the sacrifice. In front of God. And God said, Mr. Man, respond to this boy and bless him. You remember that the mantle of Elijah did not fall on Elisha just because he's connected. Until he paid his sacrifice to a point. And then Elijah still wants to go with the covenant. Then God said, drop it now. This man has paid his deal. Could this be the reason why you are still stagnant in life? Your father and the Lord can be a prophet. Can be, can prosper. I I'm using this medium to talk to every member of this ministry. And my sons and daughters all over the world. Just because I am a man of grace does not mean grace will come upon you. Just because the favor of the Lord is seen in my life does not mean you will find it. You must attract it by sacrifice. Sacrificing material, sacrificing yourself. I'm telling you. Because if I tell you my own sacrifice, you'll be blown away. So, if you want the grace of God upon my life as your pastor, as your father, I wish every day I pray for you. I'm praying for you. God sees my heart the way I'm praying for you. Today I've traveled to Ede to pray for you. I was on the mountain. I'm praying for you. But my prayer is not enough. You must attract what I'm carrying. Have I blessed you tonight? Pray a prayer. Lord,
Oluwa,
give me wisdom to relate with grace. Give me wisdom to attract favor. Give me favor. Give me wisdom. Give me favor. Give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to attract favor. I don't want to live without favor. Many people are living with men of power. But the power never worked for them. Why? Because they don't know how to attract it. You can only attract it by memorial sacrifice. Give me wisdom. Wisdom to attract favor. Give me wisdom. Wisdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Somebody came to this church to see
me
for prayers. So I was attending to other people after the service. And the person said, so I look back. I said,
what happened?
And she said, it's because of my show. You want to see
me?
And you want to dictate how I'm going to attend to you? And you are on queue. So, what concerns me with your show? That's how some people behave foolishly. There are people I could not see. I had to wait for almost a year. I was looking for them. Going there. But they didn't respond to me. They didn't attend to me. It was after a year that I have access to see some of them. Some of them it takes 6 months. Some of them it takes 3 months. If you can't stay for 1 hour after service to see me, then you don't watch anything I have. You can't even sacrifice time. How then will you sacrifice money? We travel and then they say one of our brothers bought this fan as a he made a promise vow. I didn't even know when. And I returned and I said, oh, somebody bought this. I
said,
it's okay. I said, by the covenant of God upon my life, I release comfort into the person's family.
aye irorun sinu ebi eni o.
And watch it.
E ma wo.
You will see the, how God will give the person speed.
E ma wo beni Olorun se fun eni o ni ere.
Because it's not about my prayer, it's about his sacrifice.
Ni se adura mi nikan sugbon iparaji eni ohun.
Pray again.
E so
God give me wisdom.
Fun mi ni ogbon.
To know what to do.
Lati mo to ye kin se.
To attract favor.
Lati ri oju rere.
Help me Lord.
Ran mi lowo Oluwa.
At the stream of sake.
Nibi gbogbo ti tori yin.
Oh Lord, help me to maximize this stream.
Ran mi lowo lati.
Shabababa ka sota bala. Help me Lord at this stream of favor. Help me. Give me wisdom. Shaba baba da kasta para da gada. Thank you, Father. Pray one more before I pray for you. I remember somebody who was connected to me. So I took him to see for a governor invited me, so I took him along.
Gomina kan wa pe mi bo wa mu dani.
Not long.
Kope.
Then he started showing me his pride.
O wa fi gberaga re han mi.
So I said, okay. You have not gone far.
Mo pe ah te ti original gan.
Stay away.
Duro do ara re.
Some of you need wisdom.
Opo yin nilo ogbon.
To relate with favor.
Lati ba oju rere se.
So that you not be beside the stream of comfort and you'll be suffering thirst.
Ko ma ba wa legbe odo ko tun ma paruwo ngbe.
So I saw the way he reacted. I said,
mo ri bo se se mo wa niye.
Oga, I thought I'm the one. I thought you went because of me.
Mo ro pe mi lo tele.
So then I closed the door. You can't go to anywhere important with me again.
Oh, le tele mi rabi kankan to ni tun mama.
You must learn to relate with wisdom.
Abodo ko bi ati n ba oju rere se.
Sometimes there is a specific sacrifice that God wants from you.
O nilo ifaraji t'Olorun wa pelu.
That covenant may need a specific sacrifice of time. Or body or material.
Majemu ile ma bere ebo akoko.
You must know which one is needed.
O gbodo mo iru ebo ti majemu yin bere.
Somebody called me today on the mountain.
Eni kan pe mi gba ti mo wa lori oke.
Text me.
O fi ateranse ranse.
And then I didn't want to check my phone while I was praying. I finished praying, then I checked the text.
Bati mo gbadura tan mo wa wo.
And the person said, thank you sir for everything you are doing. I said, okay. Then I called the person. I said, okay, you can call me so that I can pray for you before I leave the mountain. And the person called. And then I prayed. And then when we conclude, the person said, the person now asked me. He said, I'm led to give you money to buy food at home. Do you have food at home?
Please,
I'll send you money for food now. When did you tell me there's no food at home?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
Last night, my wife texted me that this one we have yam is plenty in the house, oil is plenty in the house. She just texted me last night. And somebody somewhere far from here said, I want to send you money for food. You need to know what. And many of you are here close to me. You have never thought of that. Because I'm Apostle Adenikwekun, I should have a bag of rice at home.
So they pay Apostle Adenikwekun, and you keep bag of rice you want.
And sometimes you don't know that there's nothing at home. We don't need it all because God is there making a way.
Don't share no.
You will need wisdom.
Ogbon, any low ogbon.
Some of you are close to me. I wear one shoe for 1 year.
Upon you are pelu mi, won si wa bata kan lodun kan.
Until I'm able to buy another one.
Ngba tin ba ti o ra
mi. And it's not that I don't have the money to buy o.
Yen se pe
mo lowo. I'm using the money for the people around me.
Ngba to pe mo lowo na fun awon to wa lati ka mi.
So today's message should make you think twice.
ọ̀rọ̀ ìníyẹ kó jẹ́ kó ronú lẹ́ẹ̀mejì.
When my father and the Lord have a need,
bàbá wa melu wa bá nílò
nǹkan, I will go out to site where bricklayers are working. I will do job and get money. Wọ́n
lọ sí ẹ̀ bricklayer, wọ́n sì kó òun wá fún bàbá mi lónìí.
Today,
lónìí,
it doesn't look like it again.
Kò rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
I used to dig sock away.
Èmi ní gbẹ̀sọ́ kàwé.
To take care of my father and the Lord.
Láti tọ́jú
bàbá mi. And the work he's doing.
Àti iṣẹ́ tó ń ṣe.
Today,
lónìí,
he's speaking for me.
Ó ti wá ń sọ̀rọ̀.
You want to attract favor?
Mo fẹ́ rojú rere.
Go to the stream of sake.
Lọ sí orísun ìtorí.
And for you to activate, to attract that kind of favor, it will be attracted by the memorial sacrifice.
Kò tó wá rírú ojú rere ìgbà ó ṣe ẹbọ ìrántí.
Lord, give me wisdom.
Olúwa fún mi ní ọgbọ́n.
Pray it, wisdom.
Ọgbọ́n.
Wisdom.
Ọgbọ́n.
To relate with favor.
Láti
to attract favor. Give me wisdom. To know what to do for time. Shaba ba 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 la ba sikabaya. Lebo lebo sikabala bala bala bala. Pray. Give me wisdom to attract with favor. Give me wisdom to attract favor. Le ba 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 ba. Le bo soto brada baba ya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I was sharing a testimony with the workers.
Mo wa share pẹlu awon osise.
It was one sacrifice I took to my father and the Lord.
Eje kan ti mo mu lo sodo baba mi ni Oluwa.
And then my father and the Lord said,
baba mi ni Oluwa so pe,
my God,
Olorun mi,
will go with you.
Yo mo ba Olo.
And truly, when trouble came,
nigba ti wahala ti de looto,
his God showed up.
Olorun won si para han.
When I saw him 2 days ago,
mo ri won ni ojo meji seyin.
When he saw me,
katan ri mi.
He said, ah,
won ni ah,
my angel is standing beside
me. Angel mi lo duro legbe re.
Of course, the angel know that I'm a man. The angel recognized the sacrifice that attract his own angel.
Angel yi o da ebo ti mo ti se o da mo.
I pray for you tonight.
Mo gbadura fun lasale yi.
That wisdom to attract favor is coming upon your life. I declare upon your life tonight, in the name of Jesus, you will have the wisdom you need in the name of Jesus
Christ.
You will not lack favor again. You will attract favor in front. Your business, your family, your finances, the favor you need in the name of Jesus will come upon your life. I pray for you. The door that shut against your life, by the mercies of God upon this mountain, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare to you, the doors are opening now. One of the wisdom is the covenant of this ministry. If they obey and serve, if you are serving without obeying me, you are wasting your energy. If you are obeying me and you are not serving, you are still wasting your energy. The way you came into this ministry, that's how you will go. In fact, you will go worse. Why? Because you are doing contrary to the covenant of the ministry. This statement was not written by me. It was God who quoted it to my ear. That's the only time I heard the audible voice of God in the past 4 years. This is what he told me. I audibly he told me about this covenant. So if you are here, you are a bench woman, you are not serving, you are not obeying instructions, come to church, go for evangelism, you didn't come, you didn't evangelize, you didn't give, no sacrifice, you will remain the same. And people will come from outside
and
come
to
and be sharing testimony. Somebody said, if I ask him, if I say, urinate and drink it, he said, sir, I will do that.
And the guy said,
If I ask him to drink urine, he would drink it. Or carry pack sand and make it, put it inside plate and eat as dinner. He would do it. Why? Because he just want to obey. Tonight, the grace to be obedient and to serve, which is the covenant of this ministry, it will work for you in the name of Jesus. This week you are going into the next week, routine now, and next week Friday you will return with tremendous testimonies. God will do mighty things in your life. God will do awesome things in your life. Your life will turn around for good. I pray for you that the grace of God upon my life will rest upon you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Say, my heart is yours. Spirit, take child over it. Say, my heart is yours. Spirit, you rule over it. See, my life is yours. See, my life is not.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.